From the Black Information Network.
This is the BIN Daily Update.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Number one, I committed that if I'm elected president, have an opportunity to appoint someone to the courts, I'll appoint the first black woman to the courts. It's required that they have representation now. It's long overdue.
It's a campaign promise now President Joe Biden plans to keep with the retirement of 83-year-old Justice Stephen Breyer. The pick would be historic. So who would it be? Topping the list, Harvard-educated current D.C. appellate court judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who said this during her confirmation hearing for the appellate court last April. She made it clear she upholds the rule of law.
The judge is duty-bound to follow the law. The law is the binding principle that guides a case, and judges need to methodically separate out their personal views.
Also on the short list, California Supreme Court Justice Leandra Kruger and South Carolina U.S. District Judge J. Michelle Childs, among the list of many high-qualified black women.
Keeping a campaign promise to the black community in light of federal legislative failures on voting protections and criminal justice could not have come at a better time for the president. A new poll by Zogby Analytics finds 41% of African Americans say their lives are the same under Biden. Only 33% say they are better off, and a quarter of the blacks responding to the poll say they are worse off now.
A black man posted an inspirational TikTok video, lip-syncing his heart out to Marvin Sapp's Never Would Have Made It. Police say sometime after posting that video, 55-year-old Alfred Cheatham was shot and killed near his East Orange, New Jersey home. The shooting last November has police stumped. They're offering $5,000 to anyone who helps them crack this case.
It was 2 years ago the world was shocked with the tragic deaths of black basketball icon Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven others during a helicopter crash. The group was on their way to a youth basketball game when fog forced the pilot to crash in a mountain near Los Angeles. The anniversary comes as Kobe's widow, Vanessa Bryant, seeks millions of dollars in damages, claiming emotional distress after pictures were taken by first responders at the scene of the crash. Los Angeles County attorneys say it will be proven no photos taken at the scene were ever shared with the public, but reports are first responders did share close-up photos with each other.
Shardell Smith says when she is stressed and depressed, she tends to get yeast infections. And boy, was she stressed back in 2018. She lost her home and had to move in with family, but now everything is just peachy. Actually, it's Peachy Pure, which is the name of the natural feminine product she created during her Valley experience. The black entrepreneur tells Face to Face Africa the business took off with its natural products, turning a problem into an amazing opportunity. I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
I'm Mike Stevens.
And I'm Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
I would like to see him remain in jail.
That's African-American Danielle Sanders of the Chicago Defender, a historic black media outlet. She's talking about the 2014 shooting death of Laquan McDonald. The young black man was shot 16 times by an officer who said he had a knife while walking down the street. Initially, Officer Jason Van Dyke was not charged, but community pressure led to charges being filed and a murder conviction.
Schools were shut down early. Parents had to get their kids. People were told to leave downtown. So there was like this mass rush out of the city in anticipation of protests and looting.
But then after serving not even half of an only 6-year sentence, the white officer is about to be released from state prison. African-American activists and Laquan's family want federal charges to be filed now. If not, they say there may be civil unrest again.
There are planned protests and a planned day of action planned by local activists and politicians here in the city.
But the hope is things remain peaceful. You can hear more of my interview with Danielle Sanders on the Black Perspective this coming Sunday.
Bail reform is a big issue around the country. African Americans want to keep communities safe, but also be fair to other blacks who've been arrested for low-level crimes and don't have the resources to get out of jail while waiting for their trial. That issue has come to a head in New York between New York City Mayor African-American Eric Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul. She wants to find a way to handle bail more fairly, but Adams is calling for judges to have more say in setting bail for repeat offenders, and especially those with guns.
New York is the only state in the country that does not allow a judge to detain a defendant who poses an immediate threat to the community.
Mayor Adams wants more teenagers handled in criminal court instead of family court following an increase in teen shootings.
Maybe this idea will help reduce gun violence in black communities, or maybe not, depending on who you ask. San Jose, California gun owners will soon have to follow a new gun control law that no American has ever had to face before. If it holds up in court, residents who own a gun must carry liability insurance and pay an annual fee aimed at reducing gun violence. Gun rights activists quickly announced a legal challenge. Those supporting the new law admit this will not affect residents who illegally own guns and commit crimes. But they say it will encourage safer gun ownership, reduce the public cost of gun violence, and give some financial resources for those who are most affected by gun violence.
Black women looking to get fit have just the place in Madison, Wisconsin. Project Live Well is a year-round effort offering it all, from fitness, nutrition, and healthy living classes. Similar ways to get fit are offered in many communities nationwide.
For more on these stories, along with international, national, state, and local news affecting the black community, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app or log on to BINnews.com. I'm Mike Stevens with Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network.
Your money on the Black Information Network.
Is your 401k not growing as fast as you'd hoped? Well, here are three ways to make it grow faster, courtesy of USA Today. Many companies that sponsor 401ks also match worker contributions. Be sure you're contributing enough money to claim your match so you're not losing out on free cash. If you're investing too conservatively, you may not be investing in enough stocks. Stocks typically deliver much stronger returns than bonds, so if you want to see your 401k balance grow, experts suggest making stocks a part of your investing strategy. And finally, review your 401k funds to determine if they are too heavy on fees, which could impact your savings growth. And the White House is still looking at various options as lawmakers call on President Biden to release a memo outlining his authority to cancel student debt. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president supports Congress sending a bill that will provide $10,000 in debt relief while he continues to look into what he can do himself. Psaki also noted federal student loans have been paused since Biden took office. Money news at 24 and 54 minutes past each hour. I'm Shelley Wade on the Black Information Network.
Download the BIN Daily Update every morning on the iHeartRadio app.